Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning somatic cell counts and some of the issues we might be seeing as we come out of summer. Most of you have probably been watching your somatic cell counts slowly rise over the summer months, and this is normal on our dairies as we have an increase in heat stress. We also have a situation where cows' immune systems are less able to fight off infections, so a slight rise in somatic cell count over the summer months is not unusual. Also, the bacteria that cause many of our somatic cell issues in our dairy, i.e. mastitis, grow quicker in the summer during the warmer weather. As you look at your somatic cell count, what types of mastitis are you dealing with? I would encourage you to get some bulk tank cultures to see what types of organisms that you're actually dealing with. It's usually best to collect some samples over a month or so, and maybe do some composites so we don't have quite so many samples to send to the lab. Next, I would start looking at your treatment records for the last couple of months and the number of animals that you have treated for mastitis issues. Sometimes solving these issues with somatic cell can take a lot of time and a lot of expertise, so make sure you ask for help. There's excellent resources here at Kansas State, both in our animal science department as well as across the way in our vet science department. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our Kansas dairy producers to carefully consider what options they might have for mastitis control on their dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.